Welcome to today's broadcast, The Beauty of Grace. I'm Dr. Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. I want to talk to you today about a message that I really believe is very, very important because I think we're living in a time. So many people write me, they call me, they text me, they email me, and they're dealing with issues with their children. They're dealing with issues in their home. They're dealing with issues in their marriage. And I know today that that's a real crucial thing. But several years ago when my children were little, I have a son now that's almost 28 and a daughter that's fixing to turn 20. And when my children were little, God began to give me some revelation on my children. And as I began to understand this revelation, I came up with some scriptures that I began to confess over my children. And so I want you to confess these scriptures over your children, because here's the prayer that I began to pray over my children for several years, and I kept this in my Bible on a daily basis. Father, your word is true, and I believe it. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I say with my mouth that the word of God prevails over my children. Your word says that you will pour out your spirit upon my offspring and your blessings upon my descendants. I believe and I say that my children are wise, that they will take heed to and are the fruit of the godly instruction and correction. I love my children and I will diligently discipline them early. Because of that, they give me delight and they give me rest. Father, I take your word that says you will contend with him who contends with me, and you will give safety to my children and ease them day by day. They are blessed when they come in. They're blessed when they go out. I confess that you, Lord, give your angels special charge over my children to accompany and defend and preserve them. I believe they find favor, good understanding, and high esteem in your sight, Lord, and in the sight of man. I confess that my children are disciples, taught of the Lord, obedient to your will. Great is their peace and undisturbed composure. I believe I receive wisdom and counsel in bringing up my children in a discipline and the instruction of the Lord. And your word declares that when they are old, they will not depart from it. So I commit them to your keeping, and I know and I have confident trust that they are watched over and blessed of the Lord all the days of their lives, in Jesus' name. Now, I begin to pray these over my children for many, many years, and I even pray that over my children some now. I've started praying this over my grandchildren. Don't even have any yet, but I believe this word works, and I know this word works. You know, I found a scripture early in my life about my children. And I would pray that God would keep my children. But if you notice, I never prayed that God would save my children, because the seed of a righteous man shall be saved. So I begin to realize when I got a revelation of this word, I spoke peace. I spoke a charge of angels. I spoke blessings. I spoke wise decisions in raising my children. And so I got all those from the scriptures. And if you want those scriptures at some time, you can write me or call me or whatever, and I'll get them to you. But in this podcast, I want you to see the beauty of this message of grace, because we need to confess these things over our children. Because if there's ever been a time that the enemy wants to snatch our children into so many temptations and so many avenues, I'm all for media ministry. I'm all for the media and social media, and I'm all into that. But I want you to realize that the reality of it is the Word of God is even more powerful than social media. The Word of God is still more powerful than the drug addiction, the alcoholism, the things that may be coming against our children. Think about it. Children can't even go to school safe now because people are taking guns to school and all these things. And I'm not trying to create an atmosphere of fear, but I am trying to create that as we begin to make these confessions over our children, we begin to see the revelation of God's Word just come alive and begin to bring us into a place of full revelation of who He is. See, He is absolutely crazy about us. And as we begin to speak this Word over our children, this Word has life in it. This Word has power in it. John 17:17 said the Word of God is truth, and that truth is going to come to life in our lives. And as we begin to speak that over our children, begin to confess that over our children, when they are in a place they might make a bad decision, the Holy Spirit will speak to them and they'll make the right decision based upon His Word. See, that's the wonderful thing about this message of grace, is the beauty of grace delivers us and frees us. It doesn't bring our children into bondage, but it brings them into blessings and the favor and the abundance. See, because you're known, if you want to see the blessing of a man, Look at it. Look at his children. If you want to see the glory of a man, look at his wife. Look what the enemy's doing in the body of Christ today. He's trying to divide the families, the husband and the wife, breaking down the father and mother bond between that child. And if that child grows up in a fatherless home or a motherless home, then that child's affected for the rest of their life. These are the things we speak this word. It begins, I love this part where it says, "And you will content with him who contents with me." I love the Word of God when it starts talking about, and it says also in Psalms 138, verse 6, he said, "You'll perfect everything that concerns me." Well, my children concern me. And so I began to pray and speak this word. I didn't live in fear of my children doing wrong. I wanted them to do some things wrong so they'd be able to discern right from wrong. I didn't make all my decisions for my children. I let them make some decisions. I was raising my children. People said, "Well, man, you're just a little lenient with them." No, I gave them some free rein because I didn't want to raise them in the law. I wanted to raise them in grace. I wanted to raise them to where they could make decisions and have the right decision and learn to listen to their heart. Because there's a whole lot of grown people today still hasn't learned to listen to their heart. So if you confess that word over them, they'll become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. They'll become sensitive to their conscience, and their conscience will lead them and they'll direct them. So that's the wonderful thing about this, the confession over your children. Your children are a blessing of the Lord, and we need to enjoy those children. They should have a long life and see the salvation of the Lord. God bless you all, and remember, it's the beauty of grace that remains.